knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Jack, you know you're not supposed to walk around in your underwear.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I'll take them off.
Hey, what's going on out here?
It's Jack the stripper again.
Shame on you.
Come on, Janet. The human body is nothing to be ashamed of.
I know. But we're talking about yours.
I'll ignore that remark, Janet. Would you please iron my pants for me?
What am I, your mother?
Please, Mommy.
Oh. Give them to me, Jack.
Thank you, Terrence.
I'll drop them off at the cleaners on my way to work.
No, come on, I need them tonight.
Oh, really? Hey, catch Janet.
Woo! Here we go.
Are Jack and Janet around?
Janet, will you give me back my pants? Come on, Janet.
Jack, you tear them, then what are you going to wear?
Give
yo,
me that
yo, Janet.
What?
Woo! Whoops.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Joan?
Yeah.
Joanie.
Oh, it is you.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't recognize you. Boy, you've changed.
Well, you two haven't. Still horsing around, I see.
Well, come in, please. Come
well,
in.
I'd love to, but we can only stay for a minute. I just want you to meet my husband, Tom.
But if we're interrupting anything, we could come
no.
back.
No, 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 of course not. Hello, Tom. I'm Janet.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Jack.
Hi. I just wanted the girls to do me a favor. So.
Jack, why don't you just say hi?
Hi.
And this is our roommate, Terry Alden.
Hi, how are
hi.
You?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, come on, let's all sit down.
Oh, yes, please, sit down.
Okay, but we can't stay long. We have to pick up my mother.
Why, did she fall down?
You were funnier without your pants.
Great.
So you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, good to see you. So, how long have you two been married?
2 years. We're still on our honeymoon.
No.
You know, I'm surprised you're not married, Janet.
You wouldn't be, Joanie, if you saw some of the dates I've had.
Oh, well, I know what you mean.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Jack? You gonna stay single forever?
Well, I don't know, Joan. You know, my two roommates here have spoiled me for other women.
Oh.
Well, yeah, if other girls are as miserable to live with as they are, I want no part of marriage.
He's just mad because we keep saying no to a mentor.
Terry, don't you have someplace to go now?
Oh, you're right. I'm late for work. Thanks for reminding me. Hey, listen, it was really nice meeting you two. Hope to see you again.
Same here.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Bye, Terry.
Gosh, I like her.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Yeah, that's her one fault.
You're really that down on marriage, Jack?
Well, look, I just haven't found Ms. Wright yet.
Hey, have you ever tried computer dating?
Computer dating? No, that's not quite for me. I don't think.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to wind up with a lemon.
That's how I met my wife.
Well, you know, I love lemons. Lemonade, lemon meringue. Jack Lemon, wonderful.
It's all right, Jack, really.
Sorry.
A lot of people have the wrong idea about computer dating.
Well, is that how you guys met? I mean, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I was tired of the girls I was dating. No brains, just pretty faces and beautiful bodies. You know what I mean, Jack.
Oh, yeah, what a drag.
Now I've got both.
Oh, you're lucky.
Well, you could be, too. You just tell the computer what you want, and by golly, that's exactly what you get.
Exactly?
Oh, yeah. His brother met a beauty contest winner that way.
Well, no, thanks anyway, Tom. I'm not too interested.
Okay, but let me just write down the name in case you change your mind.
Oh, you don't have to bother with that.
Compudate.
Well, honey, we really have to be going.
But you just got here.
I know, but...
Oh, no, I'm glad to see you. Thank you. And, Tom, I enjoyed meeting you.
So did I.
Well, now that you're back in the neighborhood, will you stop by?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Bye, Jack.
Bye. Okay, we will. Bye. Well, how about that?
Yeah, can you imagine anyone going to a computer for a date?
Yeah, another computer. I'm gonna go take a shower.
I mean, you'd have to be pretty desperate, wouldn't you?
Oh, right.
Yo, Jack!
It's open, Larry!
Hey, pal, looking good.
Thanks, Larry.
Except for that tie.
Well, kills the whole effect. It's my date's favorite color, blue.
You're letting her walk all over you, Jack.
Larry, I don't have time for this. Now, come on. What jacket do you think goes with this tie?
Nothing goes with that tie.
I don't have time for this. Just make yourself as usual.
What's wrong with a jacket?
It's not that. Computer dating?
Let me see.
What, you're going on a computer date? What happened, Jack? You give up on girls?
Larry.
Hello. Yeah, I am your computer date. Not phone. Spindle. Or mutilate.
Okay, Larry, come on. Not
No, seriously, Jack. What happens when you go and kiss her goodnight? You might short circuit something.
Larry, you want to pull the plug on it, please?
Tell me. Now, what did Janet and Terry say about this?
The subject never came up. And it never will, right, Larry?
Hey, pal, your secret is safe with me.
It's not that I have anything to hide or I'm ashamed or anything. It's just that...
Who's Duke Bradford?
Give me that.
So, you have nothing to hide, eh, Duke?
Look, Larry.
Yeah, Duke?
It's just that I don't know anything about this girl. All they tell you is her name and where and when to meet her. So I thought I'd play it safe and use a different name.
The Duke never plays it safe. Things go wrong, he calls in the cavalry.
Forward!
Out! Hey, Larry, what's up?
No time to talk, Pilgrim. I gotta mosey on down to the saloon and drink me some red eye.
Howard Cosell!
You're a disgrace to the regiment, yellow hair. Wagons! Oh!
Gabby Hayes?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jack. Where's Janet? I can't wait to show her what I bought.
Oh, she'll be working late.
Oh, I have to work tonight, too.
That's too bad. You could have had the whole place to yourself tonight.
Why? Are you going out?
What makes you think that?
Because you look so... so... clean.
I am sort of going out tonight.
Well, who are you sort of going out with?
A girl.
That narrows it down. Where did you meet this girl?
Around.
Jack, is it my imagination, or would you rather not talk about this date?
What do you mean? Of course, I don't mind. I mean, it's your imagination, silly. Terry, I don't mind talking. You can ask me anything you want.
Okay, where are you going?
Out. Excuse me.
May I help you, sir?
Hi, I'm Duke Bradford.
Yes, Mr. Bradford, we have your table ready.
Oh, very good. I'm meeting a young lady here for dinner tonight.
Well, I can show you to your table now and bring your party over when she arrives.
Very, very, very good. Thanks. By the way, her name is Daisy Ray Johnson. She'll be asking for me, Duke Bradford. You won't forget, will you?
No, I don't think so. You don't meet many dukes these days. Yes, Miss Johnson, Mr. Bradford is expecting you. This way, please.
Why, Jack, whatever are you doing here?
Huh? I'm just doing a survey of restaurants for Mr. Angelino.
Oh.
Very nice place you've got here. Great condition.
Thank you, Mr. Bradford. And I hope you and Miss Johnson enjoy your dinner.
What's so funny?
Daisy Ray?
That's Desiree.
And you should talk, Luke.
That's Duke.
Of all the stupid names.
Who are you calling stupid?
Duke Bradford, that's who. It's a dumb name. Oh, the dumb tie.
This is blue. Blue is your favorite color.
Not anymore.
Excuse me, would you care for a drink before dinner?
No.
Yes.
All right. Two glasses of white wine, please.
I'll have the same.
Oh, come on, Janet. You know, as long as we're here, we might as well make the best of it.
What? You mean go ahead with the date?
Well, sure.
Oh, Jack. I'd feel silly.
Come on, Janet. We've been living together for 5 years. It's about time we had a date.
Yeah. Okay, well, what should we do?
Well, I think we should order a gourmet dinner.
Hey, you're a very nice date.
All right. Sir, Caesar salad, and then Chateaubriand medium rare, and rice pilaf.
Very good, sir.
Merci.
Wow, Jack, you knew exactly what I wanted.
Well, it might be something this computer stuff after all. Desiree?
Brick.
That's Duke. To the electronic age!
Not bad.
Well, neither are you.
What?
Well, I don't know, Jack. You know, it might be the lighting in here or something, but I never realized how lovely you are.
Oh. Thank you very much, Jack.
Hurt me.
Well, you know what I never realized about you before?
What?
That your favorite poet is Emily Dickinson.
Oh. Well, I just sort of said that on the computer card to make me sound more romantic.
Do you mean that you lied on your questionnaire?
Well, just a teeny-weeny white one.
Oh, Jack, how small.
Oh, yeah? And you're really 5'7"?
With heels.
And your measurements are really...
Yes, they are! Kinda.
Lordy, lordy.
Yeah.
Well.
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 Well, well, well. Well, after you soften up your date with nice wine, what do you usually do next?
Oh, well, if she's pretty, nah.
What?
I don't think I should.
Oh, come on,
no, you don't want to know, Jan.
Jack, tell me, is this a date or not? Now tell me.
All right, I kiss her.
Good! Our salad. Thank you. All right, kiss me. Go ahead, let's just get it over with. Kiss me.
Yeah, but Janet, I...
Jack, please, I don't want to waste the rest of a nice dinner worrying Willie or Waltie.
Yeah, and I'll be thinking, does she or doesn't she?
A date is a date. Kiss me.
Can I finish what I'm chewing first?
Oh, sure. Don't eat the onion.
I didn't touch it.
Wait a minute. No. Oops. Pack a meal in there.
This is no good.
You change your mind?
No, it's just that I'm a righty. I feel uncomfortable from this side. No, come on, switch over.
Oh, but Jack,
no, come on, just
will
slide.
See.
No one will
Jack,
do
it. Ow! Get out of my dress! Do you really have to get comfortable? Give me one little kiss.
Trust me, I do my best work as a right-hander.
Okay, okay.
Ready?
Ready. You really think it's worth it?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. This time, just tilt your head to the right, okay?
Okay, okay. Go slow.
Okay, close your eyes. Janet, I said tilt your head to the right.
This is my right.
If I meant your right, I would have said your right. The right implies my right.
Your right or my left or whatever. And please, I don't need any criticism. Nobody's ever picked on my kissing before.
Just shut up and kiss
okay,
me.
Okay, fine.
What?
I'm starving.
Me too, let's eat. Oh, look, Terry must have left the lights on when she went to work.
Hey, Jack. I had a wonderful time.
Well, you made it wonderful, but I'll tell you, Janet, for a while there, I didn't think you were going to go through with it.
Well, don't you think I had a right to be nervous? We never did anything like that before.
But after we kissed, you know, everything seemed to fall right into place.
Yeah, well, not quite everything.
You never did know where to put your nose. Do you want to go to bed?
Yes, I'm ready. How about a little nightcap first?
Good idea.
Okay.
Terry, I thought I heard Jack come in. I gotta find out how he made out on his date.
You knew about it? You knew?
Terry, what's the matter?
Your roommate's always the last to know.
Well, Jack was a little bit too embarrassed to tell anybody. I can't say I blame him.
You cut it out, Larry.
Was that Terry?
I thought she was working.
Yeah.
Come on, what's the matter with a guy trying to have a little fun?
Fun? Is that all it is to you? Fun?
Harry, honey, don't make such a big deal out of it.
What a rat.
Larry, get out here!
I've been looking for you.
In the girl's bedroom?
Yeah, well, Terry's a little upset.
And whose fault is that?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Hey, stay out of this. I can handle him, Terry.
Would you let go of him?
Terry, you don't have to stick up for him. He isn't worth it.
Yes, I am!
Leave him alone.
How can you stick up for him after what he did to you?
He was trying to make me feel better. That...
Still using that line, huh, Larry?
What line?
You let go of him. He didn't do anything.
Terry, come on. You don't have to lie for him.
You should talk.
What?
Oh, there are lies and there are lies. But the biggest lie of all is when someone tells the truth because I don't see you there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You may not know where your nose is, but you know what I'm talking about.
Can I say something here?
No! And the next time you two go out on a date together, you don't have to lie about it.
I told you, she's upset. She thinks you two went out on a date.
We did go out on a date.
Oy, a computer fixed us up with each other.
A computer?
You signed up for a computer date and got stuck with Janet?
And of course, you got stuck with Jack.
See, Jerry, Jack and I were kind of embarrassed about the whole thing, so we just decided we wouldn't say anything, that's all.
Oh, so that you mean that he,
yeah.
That you, that she,
right.
Oh!
I thought you were working tonight.
I did go to work, but I got off early.
Oh, did that, so you, oh.
Oh.
Now that this is all straightened out, I shall say goodnight.
Not so fast, Buster.
Yeah, Larry, what about you and Terry in the bedroom?
Right.
Nothing happened.
Terry, don't say nothing. After all, I do have a reputation to uphold.
Then you did take advantage of her?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm telling you, Larry was a perfect gentleman.
Larry?
Oh, yes, Larry. I was in that bedroom on a mission of mercy. Trying to keep this poor girl from falling apart. Trying to make peace between my friends. My motives were high and my heart was pure. Does anybody say, thank you, Larry? No. I just get kicked in the head. God, it feels good to be virtuous.
Who was that masked man?
Well, guys, this has been quite a night. I'm gonna go to bed, okay?
Yeah,
good
me
night,
too.
Good
night. Night, Jack.
Hang on, Janet, wait a second.
What?
Our date's not quite over yet. There's still some unfinished business.
Jack, whoa. Before you say one more thing, let me say that I did have a wonderful time tonight, but it was not really a date, if you know what I mean. Okay, what'd you want?
Well, all I wanted to say was that your half of the bill comes to
$33.85. What?
It doesn't include tips.
Oh,
Jack! I took care of the parking.
So, how was your date with Jack?
Oh, the food was terrific.
Forget the food. How was Jack?
Well, Jack was fantastic.
Was he that good?
Better. When our lips met, it just seemed that he pushed all the right buttons. I tell you, Terry, I think I could really fall for Jack.
And I'll tell you something, Janet. I think Jack could really fall for you.
No!
Yes!
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.